In just 9 days, early voting starts for the first time in New York City on Saturday, October 26th at 10 a.m. Each week, we've been talking through the ballot questions that voters will be asked to accept or reject. The proposals would change the city charter, essentially the New York City Constitution. So far, we've covered proposals 1 and 2 on changes to elections and the Civilian Complaint Review Board, respectively. Today, it's on to the final three questions, and joining us now, WNYC City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
All right, question 3, it's under the broad umbrella of ethics and governance, but there's a lot going on here, right?
Yeah, as we've talked about before, each question is made up of multiple proposals, and question 3 contains 5 of them. The first proposal would increase the amount of time a former elected or senior administration official has to wait before lobbying the branch of government in which she or he served. Current law requires people to wait 1 year. This would make it 2. It's a pretty straightforward lobbying reform. There's also a proposal to make a mayoral office for the director of the Minority and Women-Owned Small Business Enterprise Program, a proposal that would require the city council to approve the mayor's appointment for corporation counsel, that's the lawyer for the city, plus 2 proposals related to the city's Conflicts of Interest Board, also known as COIB.
Ooh, that's all part of the same ethic and governance question?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yes,
and that's,
it is.
That's part of the reason why the Good Government Group Citizens Union actually took a position opposing this question, saying it includes, quote, controversial items and covers disparate issues.
Seems like they should be separate questions.
There's a lot going on in there. But let me tell you about those 2 Conflicts of Interest Board proposals.
Mm-hmm.
One would prevent employees from participating in local political campaigns and actually caps the amount they can donate to $400 or less, depending on the office. Another would change the membership of the Conflicts of Interest Board, taking 2 of the appointments from the mayor and giving 1 to the comptroller and the other to the public advocate. And it's worth noting that this is the body that makes determinations about whether city employees and elected officials are abiding by city ethics laws.
All right, moving on. Question 4, the city budget.
Okay, so these are 4 pretty straightforward proposals. One would put in motion an effort to establish a so-called rainy day fund that would allow the city to save money during good economic times to pay for hardships down the road. Now, this would also require changes to state legislation, and this is all because New York is required to balance its budget each year, an outgrowth of the fiscal crisis in the 1970s. Creating and using a rainy day fund is something fiscal watchdogs like the Citizens Budget Commission have long advocated for. Another proposal would set minimum budgets for the public advocate and borough presidents. And while the CBC does not generally support this, they think the importance of the rainy day fund outweighs their reluctance on these other matters. There's also 2 other proposals related to the financial information the mayor must give the council for budget purposes, essentially providing that information sooner than it's currently required.
All right, now the 5th and final question, it would make changes to the city's land use process, something that comes into play when there are major developments proposed across the city.
Exactly. And these proposals are really just about giving more information and time to the borough presidents and community boards to review these proposals. Now, some advocates and progressive members of the city council wanted these proposals to go further and to deal with broader issues like comprehensive planning, which, as the name suggests, takes a more comprehensive approach to planning and development. But only these 2 proposals were finalized by the Charter Commission members.
And Bridget, this is a lot of information. Is there some place we can go to read about it?
There is a lot to absorb here, Richard, and don't worry, we're going to have a whole explainer in writing before early voting gets started, and I'll be back with you next week to recap it all before early voting begins.
And I look forward to it. Bridget Bergen, City Hall and Politics reporter. Bridget, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.